Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 16, 2023. Tonight we're doing individual and group healing. We do this twice a month because it's so awesome. And I'm so glad that each and every one of you are here. For anyone who's new, what we do here is we're first going to do our usual opening for energetic events. I'm going to call the directions, call in our beautiful allies of love and light, create a safe, sacred container, lead you in embodied awakening. Once we're all buttoned up, then we will open the floor for volunteers. And please don't jump in now. What I'll do first is invite anyone who's never been in the hot seat before to be in the hot seat. When we run into those people, I'll ask someone who hasn't been in the hot seat on the last two calls. And once we're out of those, it'll be open season. But be assured, everyone will be getting plenty of good experience, even if you are not in the hot seat. Most of you will not be. We've already got 13 folks live. But the allies are very good about giving healing to everybody on the call, even if you're on the recording. So that's why I made such a big deal. Everybody wins on this call. All righty. We got me on it already, moving energy. All right. So I want to welcome the people I'm seeing live in the call right now. So thank you so much for being here. Cass, Jim, Eric, Faye, James, Jan, Janet, Jeannie, Jesse, lots of J's, Kathy, Michelle, Patricia, Richard, and Stephanie. So thank you all for being here live, and thanks to all of you who are on the recording. So glad you're here. You are equally present and equally important as far as I'm concerned. And Kathy says, greetings from Columbus. Welcome, Kathy. Glad you're here. All right. So I do ask always in energetic events for undivided attention. Please make this the only thing you're doing. Act as if you're right here in the room with me. I make this outrageous request because it really helps you and it really helps the rest of us, because the quality of the consciousness you hold will affect everybody, even if you're on the recording. All this is held in the Akashic Records and it radiates out there beyond time and space. So there are no spectators here. There are only participants on the field. So please be present. If you need to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. Please do this even if you're on the recording, because you're just as participatory that way. And if you got to go, something comes up, that's okay. Just ask them to ease you out and you can come back later and do the archive recording. Or come back to the recording you started in the first place. If you do this or any other Awakening Plus energetic event more than once, then you will undoubtedly have a different experience. All righty. Again, my yawns are not fatigue. They are energetic movement. All right, we're ready to go. I invite you to now close your eyes. Become aware of the overall feeling of your physical body. Just noting how it already feels. If you have any awareness of your energy body, your prana, chi, life force, whatever, notice that as well. So now you should have a sense of the starting feeling of your physical and energetic bodies. Take one more moment to really feel that as completely as you can. That's your baseline. We may later ask you to compare how you're feeling a bit later to how you're feeling now. Okay. Now, in a moment, I will call the directions and call the allies. The directions are in a language called Quechua. Each direction is also a living being. And all the allies I call, even if you don't recognize them, are beings of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. That's the only kind I work with shamanically. So we're going to call in just beautiful beings who are going to help us out. So I invite you to remain passive as I do this. If you feel energetic shifts, just notice those passively. If you cannot feel energetic shift, that's okay. Just passively notice your breath coming and going in that case. Here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocha. Inti. Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I invoke my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River, of Lake Louise. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everybody relax completely. Let the allies build the field for us. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to do that now. Thank you. All righty, we got us a container. Now I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening. This is where you simply ask your higher self to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. All sorts of good stuff happens when you do this. So let's go ahead and get ready. You're going to say 8 words to your higher self. You're not going to get overwhelmed. And if you don't like it, you can kick your higher self out and take your ego back into control. So I invite you to repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go. Become completely passive. Many of you are now feeling the energy coming into your body. That's your higher self fulfilling your request. The more passive you stay, the quicker and easier it works. To be explicit at the ego level, while this is happening, please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Please just relax. Let the energy come to you. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just relax back into feeling energy. If you cannot feel that, feel breath come and go on its own. Finally, use the least effort needed to feel all this. It might be that zero effort is enough. You might try that, zero. See if the energy is still in your awareness, even without trying to feel it. Otherwise, use the least effort needed to feel it. If you're fairly new to this, it's a lot less effort than you might imagine. A lot of us are coming into embodied awakening now. When you're fully in embodied awakening, all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Even if you just get partway there, that's wonderful. We'll take anything in that direction, even if you can't get all the way there. But I promise you, the more completely passive you are, the more you let the higher self do all this, the greater the odds that you will hit embodied awakening. And no matter how awesome the embodied awakening you hit, chances are very good. There's an even sweeter one around the corner when you're ready. These days, I'm not even sure there is such a thing as a final awakening. All right, that feels really good. Feels like a lot of you are in embodied awakening. Again, you know you're there when the following is all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just check in to see if that's true for you. And again, this is not required to be an embodied awakening to proceed with the rest of this call. It's just super helpful for you and for everyone else. All right. So I'm going to allow a muting once again. Don't jump in yet. But the first people allowed into the hot seat, and by the way, this will be a 90-minute call, so we have another hour and 15 minutes roughly to work. If you've never, ever been in the hot seat before, you're welcome to volunteer. Unmuting is now available. To be in the hot seat, you have to be on the live call, and you have to be able to speak. We have to be able to vocally interact with each other. So if that's you, able to do that. And oh, Eric, hi.
Hi, Benjamin.
And you've never been in the hot seat before on this event?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Bold man. Welcome. All right. So would I ask of anyone in the hot seat, remember, this is shamanism and not psychology. So we don't need a lot of backstory. All we need to know basically is, what would you like to be different by the time your round is over?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would just ask for whatever healing, you know, the allies would find is for highest good.
All right, so just highest good healing.
Yeah.
All right, you got it. Okay, so Eric, you are going to stay passive. I'm going to start with your invocation. So I'm going to have you repeat a few words after me and then go passive. You ready, Eric?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, by the way, let me just tell you and everyone else, there is zero danger of overwhelm. The allies run all this, and they're quite aware of the energy each person is receiving. They're monitoring you very carefully. So you and everyone else can open completely to whatever's happening with no danger of it being too much. It might be intense. It won't be too much. So at the same time, everyone has a safe word, and the safe word is stop. So if you or anyone else says stop, we'll stop and figure out what needs to happen. I've literally always given it and never had it used. Again, I don't think overwhelm is possible in this context, but who knows? If you need it, use it. Any questions about any of that, Eric?
Nope, not for me.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, so for starters, just feel your current state, Eric. Just one more time, get your baseline. Let me know when you feel how the body feels.
Yep, I'm good.
Can you feel the energy body too?
I do.
And you have a pretty vivid awareness of your energy body, don't you?
Yes.
Good. So just feel that. I just kind of to make a mental, or not a mental, a somatic snapshot. All right, let's see what happens. So say the following: maximum highest good healing.
Maximum highest good healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
All right, good. Let it go and just go completely passive. You're just relaxing now. Okay. So everyone else who's not Eric, whether you're live or on the recording, please repeat after Eric. You're just silent now. But everyone else, please say this. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Eric's highest good healing. This or something better. Thank you. Now, everybody who's not Eric, relax. You are doing a hollow reed. So basically, you are the conduit. Energy is flowing in the top of your head, out the front of your body, over to Eric. No hand gestures are needed. My hands are just relaxing on my thighs. Just let the energy come through however it wants to. And Eric, your job is to be completely passive and just receiving the influx of healing energy. Am I correct, Eric? You're feeling it coming in already?
I do.
Good. So you just let that do its thing, and you can feel how already heavy energy is draining out your hands and feet and going into the earth. Are you noticing that too, Eric?
Yeah, I feel it in my legs for sure.
Good. All right. So just let it flush. And everyone else, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is that you be completely passive at the human level. You are not visualizing. You are not using effort. You are not trying to send energy to Eric. We humans who are not Eric are simply passive pipelines. The energy is flowing through us. We're just letting it flow. the higher selves, the allies, these beautiful divine beings who are running the whole show. We are just the pipes they're working through. But already, everyone is now receiving highest good energy, as well as being a conduit, and the allies have no problem doing double duty here. Each one of us now who's not Eric is still fully functioning as a conduit for him. He's getting the full measure of his healing energy, and yet each of us is simultaneously receiving our own highest good energy. Now, if our egos had to manage this, it would be very confusing. But if our egos stay passive and just let it happen, this is just easy for the allies. So let them simultaneously give everyone who's not Eric their own highest good energy and flow energy through them to Eric. There's nothing you have to figure out or control. Just chill out and let it happen on its own. Eric, are you feeling some heavy stuff getting stirred up there?
Yeah, I do. And
belly?
Yeah, there's a pulsing in my belly, yeah.
Just let it do its thing. So what's true for you and everyone else here, none of us has to understand what's being healed. All we have to do is being willing to feel it on the way through. The shamanic axiom is you must feel it to heal it. You do not have to understand it. It's possible that some of us tonight will have healings and we'll feel heavy stuff stirring up and flushing out, and we won't have a clue what it is or where it came from. And we can still have a complete and final healing. I've done lots of these myself. I've seen lots of others have them. Mental understanding is not required. However, if your higher self determines that it would be helpful in any way for you to understand, it will pop in one or more thoughts or images about what's clearing. If so, note what it is and be thankful, but then let the images or thoughts go and return to just feeling energy. In this context, there is no thought or image that can help you to stay with the somatic experience the very best you can. At the same time, as healing energy flows, there's often thoughts and images in the field kind of doing their thing, and that's fine. We don't resist them. We allow them to be present, but we keep our attention on the physical sensations. Does all this make sense to you, Eric?
Yes.
Good. All right, so you just relax and just feel what's coming through. Am I correct that you're getting a strong flow of energy now, almost like a torrent?
Yeah, there's a lot of pulsing going on.
Good. You just let it go. To me, it feels kind of like a fire hose. So you're getting some good healing there. That's wonderful. So, Eric, they're telling me if you relax even more, they can clear a little more quickly. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, just chill. I mean, really zero effort. Just relax. The less you do, the more they can do. Good. Is there starting to be a sense, Eric, of your body feeling like subtle energy more than flesh?
Yeah, I'm aware of the energetic aspect.
Good, yeah. So it's very common during a healing round that as the heavy stuff flushes away, it also opens you to more of your divine awareness. And when you even wake up even just a little bit, then you experience your body as energy more than solid matter. It still looks like solid stuff in a mirror, but it feels like energy. So that's what I empathically am perceiving happening for you there. And if I ask you if something is happening and it's not, or you're not aware of it, don't hesitate to say no. Because I am by no means an infallible being. I'm just reporting what I'm perceiving. Good. And we've still got a really great, strong flow from Eric. Everyone else feels to me like everyone's doing a fabulous job. Thank everyone who is not Eric for relaxing, letting the energy come through you on its own, and simultaneously being willing to see whatever healing or awakening experience is going to serve each of you. And as I said before, that includes everyone on the recording. The allies are just as lively and present when you do a recording as they are on the live Zoom calls. I just sensed a strong shift in the energy, Eric. It feels less intense, and now it's kind of shifted to a subtler vibration. Did you feel that? Not vibrating quite as hard, you might say, or as intensely.
Is that may be the case. Yeah, that may be true.
I mean, it's still there, but it kind of shifted to a subtler gear, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
All right, so they've cleaned out the coarser stuff, the more obvious things. Now they've shifted to a subtler level, and they're doing a second tier subtler level of cleaning. So just let them kind of get in the little nooks and crannies more, and it's like they're everywhere in your body at once. You feel that?
I definitely feel it all over.
They're giving you a good old summer cleaning there.
It's most welcome.
Yeah. So just let them do their thing. And you can tell if you really pay attention, there's still some drainage out the hands and feet, but it's a lot subtler than before. Is that true?
Yeah. And
you're doing great. Just let them do it. And unless I'm misperceiving, it feels like you're starting to shift into some nicer altered states as well. So just relax into that. That is actually required for certain healings. So if you feel like you're kind of getting some nice buzzy altered state stuff going on, just relax into it. Let it go as deep as it wants.
Yeah, there's some bliss.
Yeah. So, yeah. So my great onion of conscious metaphor explains this. You've peeled a layer or two already. There's more of that divine light shining down to Eric. And thus Eric is more conscious of his divinity. You can't do an effective healing without having an uptick in awakening. For most people, doing good healing or shadow work is the fastest way to accelerate spiritual awakening. The awakening's already there waiting on you. All you got to do is get the debris out of the way. Nice. And a lot of other people have opportunity to feel this floaty bliss as well. So anyone else who's enjoying that bliss, just enjoy that too. There's even a certain amount of higher level blending happening. Those who are conscious of that, you can enjoy that too. Wow. Sweet. So Eric, do you feel like there's any more healing happening, or is it just kind of floaty bliss now?
Yeah, it's more of the latter, for sure.
Floaty bliss.
Yeah.
So I'm sensing your round might be about done. Are you perceiving that you've gotten some benefit there?
For sure. Definitely more vibrant and, feels lighter, you know.
Well done. Okay. So again, I don't, you know, I just felt a lot of heavy stuff clearing. I didn't get really much information about what it was, but I'm sensing what left was better off flushed. And you can now use this as your new normal, and in your daily practice, you know, work to maintain and deepen this level they've opened you to. Okay?
Yeah, no, thank you. And thanks to everyone.
Yeah, thanks for leading us off, Eric. I really appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Welcome. You feel complete?
I do.
All right. Well done. Okay. Next, anyone else who has never, ever been in the hot seat before, if such a person is here and they want to be in the hot seat, please unmute yourself now. Last call for any other brand new hot seat people. It's like no one else. Now, we will open the hot seat to anyone who has not been in the hot seat the last two times.
I'd like to go.
Stephanie, haven't you done it the last couple of times?
No, I've missed like three, I think.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Then. Well, all right. So, and then I see Marcy's right behind you. So, Marcy, you can unmute next. In fact,
okay.
Let me make a note so I remember. Hang on. All right. So you know the drill, Stephanie. Just tell us really simply, ideally, what would you like to be different after your round is over?
Okay, I like to do group ones for the group. This is called, I'm thinking Roots and Wings, and it's deeply grounded and connection to divinity and how the energies meet in the heart.
Okay. So I'm trying to put that into highest good healing language.
Okay.
So
roots like maximum, go on, I'm sorry.
So roots is grounded, wings is celestial connection, heart mm-hmm. is the area they're mixing together in, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I can phrase that. Okay.
Okay.
So your goal is to just sort of be the centerpiece for everyone getting this. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be very nice.
All right. Well, that's very kind of you. And Marcy, I'm going to mute you for now, and we can unmute you again when it's your round. Okay. All right. So, Stephanie, I'll do the phrasing, and if when I get to the end, if I've messed it up, let me know and we can alter it, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So, Stephanie, please say the following. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please clear all energetic obstacles.
Please clear all energetic obstacles.
To my earthly rootedness.
To my earthly rootedness.
And my celestial connection.
My celestial connection.
And their highest good merging in my heart.
And their highest good merging in my heart.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Is there something better?
This or something better.
Did we cover it?
Yeah, I think it's good.
All right, so you relax and start receiving that. Everyone else, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. And if you're on the recording, do this too. Please flow the energy through me so that everyone on this call, live and on the recording, has all obstacles removed to their earthly rootedness and their celestial connection and the easy merging of those energies in their heart chakras. And is there something better? Highest good be done. Thank you. So everyone who's not Marcy now become completely passive, just like before. Relax. Let the energy flow through you on its own. And what's happening here, instead of just a flow to Marcy, we have the kind of thing we had at the end of our last call like this, where energy is flowing from everyone to everyone else, like a gigantic circuit connecting all points to all other points, where everyone is simultaneously transmitting and receiving. And again, as before, the way this works so beautifully is if we humans don't do anything actively, we just become passive nodes in this energetic matrix, then the allies can easily and efficiently do the whole everyone giving and receiving at the same time thing. So everyone just relax and allow this beautiful field to form. And just stay passive and feel what's happening. If you feel energy moving, just feel it. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go. And we'll let the allies do this for a while. And of course, the whole feet rooted in the ground, spirit connected to the heavens, all meeting in the heart is also the very description of embodied awakening. So it's kind of another concept of getting to a similar experience. I feel a lot of sorrow and grief coming up. Now, the nature of what we're doing, the healing is going to be shared. So whatever you feel coming into your body may be yours. It might be from someone else. Kind of a share and share alike kind of process here. So just be willing to feel whatever arises in your field. If it's in your awareness, it's yours to allow processing for. There's nothing you have to do from your ego. Just stay relaxed and these beautiful divine allies will move it on through and make sure you're nice and clean by the time the round is over. Your best bet for having this move through efficiently and being clean as a whistle when we're done is to stay passive and let the allies take care of everything. If your body needs to shake or vibrate or tremble, please allow that. If you need to cry or make sound, go ahead. If you need to move more vigorously, shake your arms, stomp your feet, whatever. Whatever the body wants to do, if possible, allow that. The body is very good at releasing heavy energy if we don't get in the way of it. My body's shimmying pretty good. All right, so I think the big shakeup has, the first big shakeup is done. Now I'm sensing a lot of flushing. So your experience may differ. If at any point what I'm describing does not match your experience, go with your experience. Do not try to match my words, please. Everyone gets customized experiences sometimes. What I narrate is generally what's happening for most folks, and people tell me it's helpful to have their experience narrated, so that's why I do it. Yeah, so mostly a big flush now. Most of the heavy stuff's already been stirred up. Now it's flushing out hands and feet into the earth. Just let it drain. Healing processes often go in two-step cycles. First, stir it up. Second, flush it out. And that's the most common pattern. Energy may release other ways. It may transmute to love and light. Just let it do whatever it's doing. I'm feeling an enhanced altered state coming on. That must mean a lot of other people are feeling it too. So if you're starting to feel more of that bliss, euphoria, that kind of effect, just let it be there. On calls like this, it's best not to have a preference about in any given moment whether your experience is more challenging or more euphoric. Just let it be what it is. Chances are it'll change soon enough on its own. In this context, a euphoric state is not better than being in a challenged state with a bunch of stuff flushing up. That flushing up is, in fact, the very way you're going to get to that next euphoria. So we want to allow all of it without preference. And I'm feeling some more sorrow, grief. If you're one of the folks feeling that, just feel it and let it pass through on its own. Don't try to understand it. Just be with it. Feel it completely. 100%, no filter. And that's what will pass it through the quickest. There need be no suffering in this process. Suffering is psychological resistance to reality. Just be okay with whatever you're feeling and let it pass through. I'm feeling more and more bliss. So once again, as a group, most of us are moving into a nice euphoric state. Enjoy that. These practice non-attachment to what's happening. Let it transmute or change in whatever way it wishes. Just be with it second by second. So, Stephanie, how's your heaven and earth blending coming there?
It's coming really well. I'm feeling a lot in my back, I think, you know, stuff from the past. And I'm sorry, I didn't know embodied awakening involved grounding. I know it was flushing out the bottom of the feet, but does it involve bringing earth energy up through you too?
Well, no. The way I teach it, you just ask for it and it happens. There's no ego action at all. Okay. But what you're doing is more of a Qigong or Tai Chi approach. That's very common. Lots of stuff where they do exactly what you're describing here.
Okay.
But the end result is the same. If you are solidly on the earth and you're still connected to heaven and it's all blending in the heart chakra, that is pretty much what happens when you're in embodied awakening anyway.
Okay.
You're physically present, strong divine awareness, right?
Yeah. I didn't mean to repeat it.
But it's you know, sometimes a different approach can, for some people, bring a more vivid experience. A good example is, you know, when when I was setting myself up, I called embodied awakening, and then I said, higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Really, that's the same thing as embodied awakening. But somehow, when I say that, it feels different. So, you know, if a variation on the same theme works, then there's no harm in doing that. You know?
Okay.
Cool. All right. So do you feel complete with this process, Stephanie?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for stepping in and inviting everyone else to have a lovely experience with you. So sweet.
Okay. Thanks.
So before we open to the next person, who will be Marcy if she's still available, just everyone take a minute and feel your state. Just feel how you feel. And if you can remember back to when we started, when I had you kind of feel how you felt at starting points, see if it's different now. For me, I'm much more light. I'm more vividly aware of my light body than I was earlier. Feels more euphoric. Okay, sweet. All right, Marcy, you still want to come next?
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity, Benjamin. I so appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you being here. So what would you ideally like to be different when we're done with you?
So because you're a master of words, I would like to be able to restore back to me more joy, strength, endurance, resilience, a higher vibration. After experiencing for the last few days cold symptoms, I feel so weak and depleted. So I'd like to be uplifted to a new level for the highest good. Thank you.
All right. So we'll simply ask for the removal of obstacles to those things you asked for. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So for starters, just one more time, Marcy, feel your current feeling state, physically, energetically. You got it?
Exactly.
All right. So please repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Allies.
Please clear all obstacles.
Please clear all obstacles.
In the way of my optimal joy.
In the way of my optimal joy.
Strength.
Strength.
Endurance.
Endurance.
Resilience.
Resilience.
Highest vibration.
Highest vibration.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
The greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
Serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, you're good. You relax and just let things run, okay? Everybody who's not Marcy, please repeat after me if you're willing. spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Marcy's highest good. Please clear all obstacles to her optimal joy, strength, endurance, resilience, and highest vibration. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now, everybody just chill out and relax and let the energy move. Marcy, you stay passive and just receive all this good energy. Feel it all completely, knowing that overwhelm will not happen. Everyone else, just relax. Let the allies flow energy through you to her and wherever else they want to put it. So once again, everyone's passive and the allies are doing everything through us. Once again, if your body wants to do whatever it does, shake, vibrate, cry, make sound, whatever, move, let it happen if possible, if it wants to do it spontaneously. Are you feeling quite a strong incoming flush of energy there, Marcy?
I'm feeling so much love.
Good. Feel that heavy stuff getting stirred up there inside you?
I do. It's wonderful.
All right. Feel it flushing out?
Exactly.
All right. You just let it run, dear. The more passive you stay, the more benefit you'll get. The divine beings just do this better than any human possibly could. But we'll leave it to them. They are so happy to help us. Once again, I'm feeling a lot of emotional energy, sorrow and grief again. So whoever's feeling that, just feel it, let it move through on its own. Don't do anything about this or any other challenging energy you experience on this call. Let it move on its own, please. And yet again, highest good energy is now going to everybody. Everyone's getting whatever healing they most need. So stay passive, everybody, so that whatever awakening or healing is being sent to you, you can receive easily, even as you continue acting as a conduit for Marcy and all of it happening easily all at the same time. Once again, the energy is getting subtler and we're going into higher vibration. Again, if your experience is different, stay with your experience. Don't try to match my description, but I feel like for most of us, it's getting subtler and sweeter now. I'm feeling that some people are having a little bit of resistance to this vibration. For some, I think it may be their first time at this frequency. So just relax, be passive the best you can. If there's a part of you that is resisting and it's just insisting on resisting, my standard way to deal with that is to merge with that resistant part. Just be with it for a bit until you're really there with it. And then you just relax down to zero effort. And more often than not, the resisting part relaxes with you and the energy can keep doing its thing. So do that if you need to. Yeah, frequency is getting sweeter. I'm feeling kind of a both and. There's a subtle vibrational raising, and there's still a lot of heavy energy being stirred up and flushed away. So just relax into possibly feeling both those things at the same time. Everyone's doing a great job staying relaxed. The energy is getting deeper in quite a subtle way. It is our openness and willingness to feel whatever that's enabling this. Well done, everybody, live and on the recording. Sweeter frequency coming in now. I invite you to just relax and enjoy that. Marcy, how are you doing right now?
I'm so enjoying the experience. It's wonderful. Thank you.
All right, you just keep on feeling what you're feeling. They're still working pretty strongly. It's strong, but it's really subtle, is my experience. Can you kind of, Marcy, can you kind of feel that tingling all through you, very subtle, but very strong at the same time?
You said it perfectly. It's so heavy and so light as it's coursing through my body. It's breath-giving.
Good. All right. You just relax and enjoy that. And again, I feel like most other people are feeling it too. Y'all just enjoy that too, or whatever's happening. Again, you're invited to experience whatever is happening without preference. Famous quote from the third Chinese patriarch of Zen. He said, "The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences." And really subtle. I'm really impressed that you all were able to hold this space that is moving into a very high level of subtlety here. Everyone relax and enjoy that. There's some more, a little subtler this time, but some sorrow and grief flushing out. Just be willing to feel that if it's part of your experience. If you feel it completely, it can move through quickly, easily, and efficiently. You resist it, it'll hang around. Not what we want. Let it pass through. Wow. That is really exquisite. Feeling pretty good there, Marcy?
You just said it. It is exquisite. It is such a gift to be able to feel this after feeling so uncomfortable for days. What joy, what a beautiful way to be able to send me off to sleep with angels. Bless you.
Hey, do you feel complete with your round?
I could go on like this forever, so it's up to you,
Ha
darling.
ha 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 ha. All right. Well, you can keep on rolling if you want to, or you can hold space for others, whatever serves your highest good. All right.
I'll put this on time release and bless everyone and yourself for this wonderful opportunity to just vibrate at such an incredible frequency that everything is tingling.
Well, thank you, Ella. They're doing it all. I'm just your tour guide. I ain't making it happen.
That's why they pay you the big bucks. This is wonderful.
All right, Marcy, I'm going to let you go, and we'll see who's next. So once again, if there's anyone here who has not been in the hot seat on the last two events, then you're welcome to unmute now. You want to be in the hot seat. So again, if you haven't been in the hot seat the last two events, feel free to jump in now if you wish. Last call for that kind of person. Okay, open season. Anybody? All right, Patricia.
I'm sorry, I was trying to unmute. I haven't been in the hot seat for a while. I was hoping. I just feel so foggy and tired and achy. So I'd like to feel energetic and healthy and balanced. And I'd like my body to heal because I fell and broke a couple of bones recently.
Okay, I got it. You ready? Repeat after me, please. Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am
divine allies,
and allies.
please clear all energies
Please clear all energies
that are interfering
that are interfering.
with my optimal vitality,
Optimal vitality,
health,
health,
balance,
balance.
and physical healing.
And physical healing.
May all this be so
May all this be so.
to the greatest extent
The greatest extent
that serves highest good.
serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Right, did we cover all the bases there?
I think we did.
You relax, dear. Everybody else, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Patricia's highest good. May all energetic blocks to her optimal vitality, healing, balance, and physical healing specifically be cleared to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Everyone relax, let go of all the words, and just, you know the drill now, just let the energy move as it will. The allies have it covered for us. Once again, the Allahs are spreading the heavy energy around those who are capable of having it processed through them. If you feel it in you, just let it pass through. A lot of heavy energy stirring up in the field now. As always, you got to feel it to heal it. Just let it do its thing. Release any preference about preferring a different experience. Just be with what's happening. Richard, you get a lot of energy movement there in your body.
Yes.
All right, just let it keep rolling. All right, there's the switch. Everyone's getting their healing once again. So Patricia's still getting all the good juice that will serve her, and everyone else is getting their own highest good energy as well. Everyone relax, be passive, let all the simultaneous giving and receiving run itself. And there's a very strong group blending happening. If you're aware of that, enjoy it. And interestingly, they're doing kind of a New Earth support team thing. They're right now sharing this good medicine with the whole planet. Usually that happens at the end, but they're going in and firing it up now. It's beautiful. As always, there's an infinite supply of this stuff. So if anything, our effect will be only enhanced because it's being shared more broadly. Stay with your process. I'm going to step over to my desk for a moment. The allies are calling me to do something. I'll be right back, but I'm going to stay energetically connected. All right, I'm physically back. Shouldn't feel any different though. I never left energetically. Phew. There we go. The vibration's rising. Trisha, are you feeling that that euphoria increasing?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Enjoy that. And everybody else too. Once again, demonstrating that you clear enough heavy energy away, the next awakening shows up. Can't stop it. Ready to relax. Let yourself move into as high awakened state as serves highest good. Each awakening is always a complete surprise. The great non-dual teacher Adyashanti, I love his quote. He says, if you have an awakening and it's what you thought it was going to be, not a real awakening. No way to anticipate them. Quite a few, and each one is just completely surprising in its own way and indescribable on top of that, but you know the feeling of it. Yeah, we're going to a higher level. Some people are not quite comfortable with what's happening here, so I invite you just to relax the best you can. Full passivity. As I said earlier, if you have a part that's resisting the vibration, just for a moment, just fully blend with the resisting part, be it consciously, then relax and see if the part won't relax with you. If you have a resistant part, otherwise, just relax into what's happening. Very subtle ecstatic frequencies here. This is a deeper state than we usually get to on these calls. This is lovely. Okay, Patricia, how you doing?
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. I'm just tingling.
You feel like you got what you asked for?
I do. Thank you. Thank you all. And thank you, Alex.
Yeah. Do you feel like your round's complete there?
I do. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Looks like we have time for one more hot seat person. Chances are there'll be some group work too, but whoever wants to be our final hot seater, unmute yourself and you'll be the last one tonight. Jump in if you want. Nobody? Well, if no one unmutes, we can just do a group process. That will certainly work too. But if someone wants to be in the hot seat, now's the time. Hey.
Good evening.
Jim, how are you?
I'm good.
All right.
So what I'd like to work on this evening is ancestral lineage healing. So the greatest good healing for my ancestral lineage.
Okay, that's easy. All right, that it?
That's it.
All right. Repeat after me, please. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Allies.
Allies.
Maximum ancestral healing.
Maximum ancestral healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is something better.
This is something better.
All right, you just relax into that. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to Jim for his highest good, for maximum ancestral healing that serves highest good. This or something better? Thank you. All right, that's it. Everyone relax into full passivity. And there's that big old group energy. So we just feel to me like a big old ball of light right now. Pretty amazing. So this is a lot subtler than usual. I'm actually feeling us more as a stasis field, but a lot of very subtle healing is happening within it. So it's not as coarse or dynamic as our earlier rounds, but it's just a beautiful subtle field. So just relax into whatever your experience of this is, whether you feel like you're all blended up or still holding individual awareness. It doesn't matter. Just be with what's happening and just let the energy do its thing. Again, Jim will get his full measure of healing as requested. And simultaneously, we'll have this big old group ball blending going on. Jim, do you feel that energy working on you pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Thanks for verifying that you're getting what you need as well. Thank you. Again, absolute passivity, please. We're all being held in the field. The more passive you are, the more benefit you and everybody else will receive. And my experience right now is very subtle, very blissful. I can feel heavy energy being processed, but it's happening really subtly, very delicately. And once again, the earth is receiving healing as well. Once again, their new earth support teaming it. Where all this beautiful healing and awakening happening is radiating out to the planet also. Oh, and now they took it out to the whole universe. Beautiful. Let your awareness be as large as it wants to be. Anywhere from you to the entire universe, wherever it's landing, just let it be there. Beautiful, subtle energy. I wish there was more words for it, but this is way beyond language. If you're moving into a level beyond where you've ever been, just relax and let that happen. How you doing there, Jim?
Oh, awesome.
Good.
Very hot, almost sweating, but great.
Yep, let that holy fire do its thing for you. Got sweeter yet. Wow. Yep, best of. Just relax into this exquisite vibration. So nice. And now I feel they're slowly starting to do physical integration of all this. So still a very high state, but they're starting to embed these frequencies in our physical bodies so that we'll be able to hold as much of the sweetness as possible afterward and make as close to this as possible our new normal if we want to. Everyone just relax and let the physical integration happen. I'm feeling pretty solid in my body, although the body feels radically different than when we started, much more luminous. How's your process going, Jim?
Wonderful.
Do you feel complete?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Thanks for being the centerpiece around which this last event flowed. That's great.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks to everybody here and thanks to the allies.
Thank you for your years-long consistency in the program and for always holding such beautiful space for everyone else, too. Really appreciate you being here, Jim. All righty. So I'm going to invite everyone to one more time, just feel your physical and energetic bodies. And if you can remember how it felt when we started, see what the difference is. You don't have to get all verbal, but just feel the difference if you can. Allies, we know you already spread the good energy around, but if there's any remaining energy that would, for highest good, be shared with the earth or the universe, feel free to spread that around now to all beings who will be served by it. Thank you. Yeah, there's always such a beautiful frequency shift when they spread it to the universe. Can kind of make it easy to blend into much larger energetic spaces when they do that, if you're available for that. Thank you, allies. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close this event? Put a little last bit of energy onto everyone, just receive it. Thank you, allies. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Vichi. Thank you, allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? And that's the official energetic close. Kathy says, thank you. That was exquisite. I need to leave now. Well, thank you for letting us know that, Kathy. Glad you could join us. And now you can leave if you need to, and we'll also open it up for any questions or comments anyone has. You're welcome to do that by unmuting and speaking or typing in the chat. if you're on the live call. So anyone who would like to share or ask, feel free to do that now. Patricia.
That was awesome. Thank you all so much. I've just been so low energy the last 6 weeks or so. I mean, the last couple of times we did this, I sort of conked out for the whole time, you know? I mean, I know it was good for me, but oh, this one was amazing. I saw, like, at first all this blue crystal and light, and then this kaleidoscope of warm, beautiful colors, and then at the end, all these tall, clear crystals. It was awesome.
Great. Thanks, Patricia. Let's see. Some other comments have come in here. Faye said, Benjamin, I like your comment. Suffering is the result of resistance. Nicely said. I just remember the Buddhist saying, pain is mandatory, suffering is optional. Jesse says, wonderful session. Thanks so much. Plus love to all. Good night. Thank you, Jesse. Patricia typed, what we resist persists. Very much so. Anybody else have anything they'd like to share or ask? Patricia popped a heart in there. Thank you. Anybody else have anything? Oh, Faye says, thank you for the wonderful session. You're welcome, Faye. So glad you could join us. And Roberta, hi.
Hello. I just want to say thank you very much to everybody. The whole evening was just really amazing.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Again, I appreciate you being here lately. So I appreciate your presence, Roberta. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Welcome. Anybody else? Oh, the olives are holding down such a very peaceful vibe. Thank you. I think that's it. Again, thanks to one and all. So grateful. It's August 16, 2023. Tomorrow night we have astrology mini readings. If you want to pop in for those are not recorded. But I'm happy to do little mini readings for as many folks as I can. And then, of course, we've always got more events the next week. So thank you all so much for being here. Thanks for being at Awakening Plus. Thanks for being on this event. And many blessings to you all. Good night.